Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the 309th podcast by Rough Riders Radio. This is your host, the Rough Rider himself. Today, the topic, Trump's world tour is a tour de farce. Donald Trump didn't leave for his European or Trump world tour before slapping yet another tariff on China. This one for a puny $200 billion. Granted, it won't take sometime around September, but we've already got a $50 billion tariff on China, and this is yet another one in the grand total of $200 billion. Tariffs do not work for anybody, whether you're a conservative or a liberal economist. The Smoot-Hawley tariff in 1929 precipitated the Great Depression. Yeah, that'll grease the skids, Donnie. Boy, say goodbye to selling any of your pork bellies and soybeans, red state farmers. China will retaliate with tariffs on those farm products, and China is perhaps the biggest market for those items. But they can now turn to Brazil for those same items and stick it to Trump and the red state Trump voters. Then, upon arriving in Belgium today for the NATO summit, without skipping a beat, he rips into Germany publicly in front of the cameras for their joint project with Russia on a gas pipeline to bring Russian gas to Germany. He accuses Germany of being a captive of the Russians. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black, Don. Most of your real estate since 1982 is from Russians behind LLCs. Trump Tower and all the way down up to the present. He then castigates NATO members for being deadbeats on paying their fair share of NATO expenses. Never mind the fact that a good chunk of their payment in kind is in kind, and it stems precisely by their provision of forward bases for the U.S. military and the fact that many of NATO's members directly border the Russian state. So they're going to take the brunt of the first wave or attack of any potential Russian activity or threat in the future. And the Europeans do have a fund that goes toward the financing of the NATO organization. It's still working. 50 years, 70 years. This whole thing is pure shit on Trump's part. Trump will then embark onwards to Great Britain, but not London. It seems that a 20-foot-tall baby Trump blimp is hovering directly over Parliament, something that Trump dump simply cannot abide or handle. So he'll skip London altogether and make merely courtesy calls to Prime Minister Theresa May's country estate at Chequers and another one perhaps at Windsor Castle, Queen Elizabeth. Of course, then again, the Queen may be absent and out writing. What a fucking weenie Trump is. Only gonorrhea is more unpopular in Great Britain than Trump. Next up is a trip to two of his golf courses in the north of England. The locals will probably throw bags of urine at him or simply turn around and give him the royal moon. And lastly, he'll end up in Helsinki and meet with his bro, Vladimir Putin. He'll meet privately with only Russian and or American translator present, and knowing the dump, he'll probably ditch the American and just have a very private tete-a-tete with Vladi, with just the Russian translator present. This is definitely not in the long-term interest of our country, as it is a total lack of transparency, can only signal a dark agenda on Trump's part. What is he hiding? What does Putin have on Trump? Putin definitely has Trump by the balls. Everything is about Russia and Putin are nice. Everything about anybody that's a liberal Democrat, whether it's Emmanuel Macron of France, Angela Merkel of Germany, Theresa May of Britain, you know, they're deadbeats. But Bobby Mueller is in the wings and should rightly finish off this turd, because any way you slice it or dice it, Trump is a fucking turd that simply cannot be polished. Yes, America, we have a baby Trump as our leader. So cry and weep, and then vote like hell in November. because the only thing we have left to lose is our sanity. Thank you very much for listening to our 309th Rough Riders Radio Podcast. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home. And I think maybe we might even try to slide in and beat the throw from center field. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we may ride, but we know you decide.